Well, we're talking about Santa coming and all sorts of excitement that'll happen in Lorraine. It is the Waterfront Winterfest. To tell us all about that is Steve Bancic. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Anytime when we know Santa will soon be arriving is always exciting. You've got the big event coming up on Saturday. This is what was formerly known as Light Up Lorraine, but you've kind of added the waterfront aspect to it as well because you're taking over a lot of what's happening at the Black River Landing. So let's take us to Saturday. Everything gets underway at 4:30. Tell me, what do we begin with?
I think you just spoke about it a moment ago. It's Saturday at 4:30. It becomes a parade where Santa Claus arrives for the first time in Lorraine.
Wow.
After Santa Claus gets here, which will probably make a lot of young and old alike smile, we'll proceed to Veterans Park. And along with Veterans Park and the Pellis Civic Center and Santa's Storyland, there are many, many things planned for that weekend. Once again, if we go back after the parade at Veterans Park, we'll have a bit of a entertainment session, if you will, too. And the MC at that particular time will be the mistress of ceremony, is Tiffany Tarpley from WKYC-TV, along with our chairman, Mr. Gary Fisher. And they will present quite a program there. This is an extensive list, and I don't know how much further you want me to carry it, but there'll be hot chocolate provided at the Palace Theater, at the Champion Center Church at 720 Broadway, at Veterans Park. The Salvation Army will also warm you up with chocolate, and the Church of the North Coast will have chocolate at the Black River Landing, where we're having the International Trees and Trains, which is quite a spectacular setup. And there we will also have hot dogs that we are selling for 50 cents apiece along Broadway. There will be many, many food trucks and many other happenings. At the Palace Theater, we will have the Speak of the Devil, the Nog and Grog, which is a fundraiser. The Morehouse will be open. There will be a fireworks display, probably in the vicinity of about 6 p.m., 6:15. The Lorraine Library will present a Frozen party for the youngsters with crafts, etc. We will also have St. Mary's Church will present the Carolers from 6:30 to 7:30 on Broadway. There are many, many things going on. There'll also be an elf movie at the Palace, and this is for a $5 fee at 8 p.m. on Saturday. On Sunday, we'll have the Charlie Brown Christmas, which is a free movie for the children, courtesy of Footprint Tours at noon. And we will have Kent Dacus on his electronic violinist, who will play from 2 to 2:45, which precedes the Singing Angels, which appear at 3 p.m., and the tickets in advance are $10 and $12 at the door. Tickets can be purchased at the Pellis Civic Center. There will also be an open house at Morehouse. Veterans Park will have a band that will start at noon called the Still Iffies, Rocking Iffies, Tricky Beats, Groovy Bass, etc. The Nativity and the First Congregational Choirs will sing free from 2 to 4 p.m., Nativity First, and First Congregational Second at 3. We will also continue with Trees and Trains, and Santa's Storyland, of course, will be open for the children from 3 till 7. And I forgot to mention, it will also be open immediately after the parade at 637 Broadway. The Second Harvest Food Bank will be collecting food, and we will have the a blood donation from Life Care Ambulance, and it just goes on and on, Bruce, and that just basically touches a lot of what will happen. You mentioned that it was Light Up Lorraine. Yes, it was, and we changed it because it went to a two-day event. We actually wanted a three-day event, but with the ladies shopping on Black Friday, we thought it would not be a very well-attended Friday. So we skipped the Friday and we've gone to Saturday and Sunday. But we have other plans in mind to keep expanding on the Waterfront Winterfest.
Well, Steve, there's obviously a big long list that you gave us there. Where are you going to be?
I am the chairman of the parade, and I will be the gopher, if you will. I will be just about everywhere. I will also be singing along with my wife with the Nativity Choir.
Now, when Santa arrives, usually he arrives in style. Any indication of how he might be getting to the parade?
It's my understanding he's going to come flying in.
Wow.
Absolutely. He will be riding on a float, Bruce.
That's great. You got fireworks, as you mentioned, also, I guess, on Saturday, too.
Yes.
And, of course, anybody who's seen the fireworks in the 4th know that's a great place to view fireworks over the Black River Landing area. I see that there's ice skating. Where is that taking place, and is that like a weather condition, or how does that work for you?
Well, you just hit it on the head. Because of the weather, we were not able to proceed with the ice skating because, of course, the water wouldn't freeze. But our plans are, of course, to have the ice skating rink, and it will be a free skate. And it will be from 10 to 4. We want to go back to what we used to have in Lorain when we had the ice skating at Lakeview Park. You have to be my age, I guess, to remember that. But it hasn't been that long ago, and we'd like to do that again. It'll be located at the Port Authority property, and the skating hours are tentatively set from 10 to 4.
Now, there will be some ice carving, though, because they can bring a frozen block of ice and do some of that carving at Veterans Park, I guess.
Yes, I forgot that. There's so many of them, that's why I said I might have forgot. There will be an ice carving competition between 3 carvers at Veterans Park. There will also be a fire and ice tower on the stage at Veterans Park, which the simplest way of describing that is a huge block of ice with fire inside.
Sounds like you guys have just about everything going on. I wanted to touch on the ice carving real quick. Is this locals from Lorain who are doing this?
No, they are from, I think Westlake. Don't hold me to that, but from the Cleveland area. How's that?
Or you can say parts unknown. That's always a great way to get
excited. Well, we visited Vermilion and we visited Medina and seen what they did there. So we're attempting to do that here, if you will. We want to open the door this year and hopefully then swing it completely open next year.
Right. Well, obviously they're getting all the decorations ready for Broadway to get welcome the folks coming in for the Waterfront Winterfest, again, which gets underway Saturday beginning at 4:30 in the afternoon. You want to get there in plenty of time because the parade route will work its way down Broadway. And I guess it also then goes behind and down the area behind the Black River, too.
No, it doesn't, no? Bruce. We had discussed that, but what happens is the street is only halfway open by City Hall, so we did not do that. We'd come in one way and we'd be dead because we couldn't go out.
I see. It would be a backup. You'd have to just stop and everybody would have to turn around.
Right, yes. We plan to do a lot more with the Port Authority property since the Waterfront Winterfest is sponsored by the City of Lorain, the Lorain Growth Association, and the Lorain Port Authority. And we are a 501c3 under the Lorain Growth Association. So if there's anyone out there in the listening public who wishes to help us in any sort of way, in donation type style, if you will, we're also looking for additional Christmas type decorations for Santa's Storyland. So if any of your listeners would be willing to help us, tell them to please call me. Or, in fact, they can send an email to me at polishprince@centurytel.net. Or I'm also in the phone book.
Steve, talk about the train display. I'm always excited to see trains, especially during the holidays, set up at the Black River Transportation Center. Who's responsible for that?
That is something that if you haven't seen, you should. It's amazing because they have Christmas trees from all the different ethnic groups, the Polish, what have you, the Italian. And they have a new addition this year, which is an Eiffel Tower-type Christmas tree that a lady brought and donated to us. And all of that is donated stuff. And the chairman of that group is Mr. Bob McDonald, and the main source of labor there is Gail Bonzer, who's done a wonderful job of decorating. And the trains and trees are beautiful. You need to see it. And they get a large, large number of people each and every year.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing all the excitement. And, of course, it'll get here before you know it. So Waterfront Winterfest, again, you can go to LorainWinterfest.com. You can see the schedule, the map, everything else for people to come out and enjoy some of their holiday in Lorain. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Steve. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much for your help, sir.
Steve Ancik joining us this morning talking about what's happening in Lorain for the holidays. It is 8:51 at WEOL.